allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As we gather this evening, let's be mindful of our civic responsibilities, efforts, and now a better place to live in. May we pray? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic. Mr. McNaughton. Mr. Profato. Mr. Cantola. Ms. Marquez. Ms. Smith. Mr. Salido. Mr. Marino.
Here. You've had your meeting minutes distributed before you. Council's pleasure.
Make a motion to accept and place on file.
Moved by McNaughton, seconded by Lastic, to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Reports and communications?
I have none.
There are none. Members of the audience, would anyone like to address the Niles City Council this evening? Amy?
Amy Cantola, 208 Van Avenue. I'd like to say that I respect every council person up here and everybody in the administration, but I've kind of noticed at some of the meetings when somebody's up here talking that maybe some people aren't respecting what they're saying here. And they might not agree, they disagree, whatever, but I think maybe if you don't agree, just don't mumble or don't say anything, you know, or don't. It just, last week there was a person speaking and somebody was, you know, commenting, and it's uncalled for, and I just would like to say, you know, kind of respect what everybody's up here saying, you know, because we do pay your salaries. So I just feel that, you know, a little bit of respect. I mean, I hope that everybody respects you guys too, so it goes both ways. Other thing is, I'd like to thank the electric department for recycling the cardboard. You don't see it in the dumpster anymore. So it was very nice. I think that's probably helping them with the dumpster bill too.
Because we didn't get any show.
Oh. Okay.
No, we talked.
Okay, yeah, it does. I go up the alley every now and then for the mail, and I never see it full anymore. But thank you.
Thanks, Amy. Anyone else? Sir, step up your name and address for the record, please.
Name is Patrick Glunt, GLUNT, 3855 Meander Drive, Mineral Ridge. I'm part of the Weathersfield contingent this year. Last meeting I was at, I waited till the end because most meetings, they wait till the end to let people talk, and you guys do it at the beginning. So I asked a friend of mine, I said, I noticed at the meeting that everything that they do in Niles seems to be an emergency. Everything that they pass is an emergency. I said, are they trying to overcome the problems before, or are they still having the same problems? And they said, well, that's the way they do it. Okay. I moved out of Niles 25 years ago. I have friends in Niles. I like Niles. Okay, I don't really have anything against you. But all I know is what you people want to do with the annexation, we don't want a part of it. We don't want to be a part of your dumpster fire. Whatever you got going on, we don't want it. Okay? I can't speak for Howland, but I know a lot of people in Mineral Ridge, Weathersfield, we don't. Okay. And I agree with this lady here that I noticed in the last meeting that you guys seemed like you didn't want to be here. Okay? If you don't want to be here, be somewhere else. But that's what I'm just trying to tell you. You guys figure out your own stuff, we don't want to be a part of it. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, committee reports.
The acceptance of the safety committee meetings from the March 2nd meeting.
Yes, we had a meeting on March 2nd, 2014. Submitted the minutes from the meeting. That's all that's said. And it's in there, the restaurant ordinances.
Motion to accept and place on files in order. Moved by Marquez, seconded by McNaughton. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Any other committee reports?
That's all I have.
There being none, would the clerk please present tonight's legislation? What's that? You told me. Did you guys know that we needed an executive session?
No, sir.
No.
Would the clerk please present tonight's legislation, the first draft? Unless somebody makes a motion, we're moving on.
I'll make a motion. We're going into executive session.
For the purpose of?
121, 22G3, pending litigation.
Moved by Marques, seconded by Salito. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Council is adjourned to executive session 6:10. And I ask our guests, please, to step out in the lobby so we'll come and get you when we conclude. I need a motion to reconvene from executive session. By Lastic, seconded by McNaughton. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Meeting at 6:50 p.m. Will the clerk please present tonight's legislation?
Draft number 14-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing Phillips Tecanic Architects Incorporated to issue requests for bids for interior and exterior repairs and renovations of the City of Niles administration and declaring an emergency.
I'd like to make a motion to postpone this until committee meeting April 1st.
Council meeting April 1st?
Council meeting April 1st.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Marques. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion is approved. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 35-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution waiving the sign permit fee for 3 days for a citywide residential garage or yard sale and declaring an emergency.
Need a motion to amend section 1?
Yes, I make a motion to amend the dates at the bottom from May 31st, June 1st to June 2nd to May 29th, 30th, and 31st, 2020.
Is there a second?
Second. I'll second.
Moved by Marques, seconded by Smith to amend. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Council's pleasure?
Move to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Marques, seconded by Cantola for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
The rules are suspended.
To adopt. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
35-20 has been adopted under suspension. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 36-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the disposal of a fire hose dryer to the City of Girard Fire Department and declaring an emergency.
Move to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Marques, seconded by Cantola for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Marques, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft is adopted under suspension. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 37-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the safety director or his designated representative to prepare and submit an application and enter into agreements for the Ohio Fire Marshal's grant to purchase turnout gear and declaring an emergency.
Move to suspend.
Moved by Marques, seconded by Smith for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt.
Moved by Marques, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft 37-20 has been adopted under suspension of the rules. Clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 38-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the safety director or his designated representative to prepare and submit an application and enter into agreements for the Ohio Assistance Firefighters Grant to replace Engine 7 and declaring an emergency.
Move to suspend.
Second. Moved by Marquez, seconded by McNaughton. For suspension, questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 39-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance appointing and reappointing members to various boards as required by the Ohio Revised Code and or Niles Codified Ordinance and declaring an emergency.
Make a motion to amend under the Niles nuisance abatement board, adding Chuck Johnstone as a mayor's appointment, and then removing Barb White until
we
council interviews applicants for the positions.
Okay.
Moved and seconded to the amendment. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Again, your submittals of names should be to the clerk by
next Wednesday.
Council's pleasure on the ordinance.
Motion to suspend.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Smith for suspension. Questions or comments? Call roll, please.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Concludes tonight's legislation. Council Member Marquez.
Oh, we have to bring in legislation 4020, and we have a couple of amendments on that one.
So there's a motion to add 4020.
Yes. 4021.
4021.
And 4122.
4220.
4220.
For tonight's agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastic to add those items to this evening's agenda. Call the roll,
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
No.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Six yeas, one nay.
The items are added to this evening's agenda. Will the clerk please present 40-20 by caption?
Draft number 40-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution ratifying the agreement between the City of Niles and the Merriman Plaza Incorporated and declaring an emergency.
I have a couple things I want to amend on this first. Councilman Cantola will be abstaining, and Councilman Lastic's name will be going in. That's for council as a whole.
So there's a motion to amend the sponsorship to remove Councilman Cantola and add Councilman Lastic to remain as council as a whole.
Yes.
Is there a second to that motion?
Option.
Moved and seconded by Profato. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
We also have another amendment on the resolution itself to, after Niles and the Merriman Plaza, to put it's from April
the border control minutes of?
From the border control minutes of October 3rd, 2014.
12-17-14.
Oh, 12-17, okay.
So the motion from Councilmember Marquez is following Inc. It will read, a resolution ratifying the agreement between the City of Niles and Marion Plaza, Inc. from the border control minutes dated 12-17-14 and declaring an emergency. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. There's a motion. Is there a second? 12-17-14. December 17, 2014. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, or questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. What is council's pleasure on this ordinance this evening?
Move to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastic for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Abstain.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 1 abstain.
Rules are suspended. Your pleasure.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastic to adopt. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Abstain.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 1 abstain.
40-20 has been adopted under suspension of rules. Please present the next draft.
Draft number 41-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance amending certain inspection fees for HVAC, plumbing, and electrical inspections and declaring an emergency.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Salido for suspension. Questions or comments? Yes, Mayor.
As a note, this is only increasing because the service is increasing to the city now. The outside service is increasing from 35 to 74 electric inspections.
I have a comment on just that sponsorship coming in by and continuous walking in legislation.
Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Smith for adoption. Questions, comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
This draft has been adopted under suspension. Will the clerk please present the last draft?
Draft number 42-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance amending Niles Codified Ordinance 1402.07 to provide for 15 days to request a hearing after a notice of a violation and declaring an emergency.
This is to bring them in so I
move to suspend. Motion to suspend is in order.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Salido. Questions or comments?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Again, just walking in continuous legislation and sponsorship. That's all.
Thank you. Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Your second?
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Salido. Adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
I want to thank Amy and whoever else is responsible for the signs. Thank you very much. They're very nice and appreciate it. Thank you. That's the only comments I have. Mayor?
Two brief comments. I've been on the phone quite frequently with the representatives from the Census Bureau about the 2020 census. Those data packets should be arriving to households by mid-March and into April. And it's very important that we relay to our residents to make sure they take the time to complete the census. You can do it by mail or online this year in my phone. So please pass that information along. We'll be putting a little caption on the next round of utility bills. It'll be on the website, social media, etc. But it's very important for us to complete those for federal funding. And then last, contractor began work yesterday on the roof on the concession stand. That should be completed by the end of the week. And also, we were able to get some materials donated to that project. So we're going to be able to stretch that that claim a little further than we thought. Banner supply. Donated on. We're going to be sending a letter out
tomorrow. Thanks, Mr. Director.
I'd like to thank the ladies for their name tags. You got one.
Mr. Safety Director?
No problem.
Chief?
Yes. I'd like to let you know we just completed two rounds of promotional exams in the police department. So I'll be asked the chair for the next meeting. Walk out maybe 10 minutes to swear a new captain, a new lieutenant, and a new patrol officer.
What time would you like that done, Chief?
Should we go like 4 until 10 till?
5:45, Mayor?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay with you? 5:45 for swearing in?
Do we know who those are yet, Chief?
Civil Service certified lieutenant's exam. Officer Bayless is score number one, and Lieutenant Atkins is score number one on the captain's exam.
Okay. Thanks, Chief. Chief?
Not this
time. Mr. Lauderer? You get two?
I put in a customer question.
Thanks, fellow. Mr.
Murray? Thanks, ladies. Those pink tags look great.
Mr. Elastic?
I agree with Al about the last minute walk. I know I go to the court. Al will talk about it before. Absolutely right.
Okay.
I want to thank Chief Holland, Police Department. Made a call recently and everything like that. Yeah, I will put our police department against any in this region. Thank you. Outstanding work. And I just want to go on the record saying we probably have the strongest general fund for a dumpster fire I've ever witnessed.
That comes up regularly about ordinances passed as emergency measures. And it is so they take effect upon signature. We explain that. I know you all know it, and there are not as many folks here, but that is why we pass them as an emergency, because they taking effect upon signature.
And if I could, I can tell you that as a city, we pass more resolutions and ordinances than most around, because we put a lot of stuff in council that probably made a lot of other cities and municipalities do not do. Because we're overly transparent, yes. Insensitive maybe. I can tell you that, you know, I'm migrating the code to this Muni code, and when I told them last year that we passed 200 ordinances and or resolutions, they said, you know, there are some out there that pass like 10 a year. So I'm just telling you, passing it by emergency is actually more efficient, and it's not because we're behind the 8 ball. So.
I didn't want to get in
an argument.
But I'm glad Ryan brought it up.
But two, just to add to it, understand from the resident's standpoint, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when it goes to a first reading, that emergency then is off the table. Once it goes to the first reading, there's no longer as an emergency on our documents. So if for some reason we want to meet on it again or discuss it further, and it goes through a first reading, the emergency part of that is off the table, just so the residents understand kind of a little more on how that works.
Okay, thanks. Mr. McNaught, anything else?
No, sir.
Mr. Mercado?
I would like to thank the ladies for the name tags, too. I'll have to talk about that before I am.
Barry, you might.
Everybody
knows you.
A comment on walking, even though I voted for it, I didn't mean to take the vote.
Mr. Cantal, any comments, sir?
First, I'd just like to see if everybody's okay with next Wednesday, 5 o'clock, 5, 10,
what's... 5 o'clock's
fine. 5 o'clock's okay, Sherry says, for a finance meeting next Wednesday, 3/11/20, for a meeting down in the city building conference room. Everybody could schedule that. Other than that, again, with everybody else, thank you for the name tags. Appreciate it, and that's
all.
Thank you.
Also, I'd like to first today thank our water department. We had a mess at the top of summer, and I was getting calls earlier than what I wanted to, but that was okay. So we were up there, and we thanked the mayor and everything, because they were up there working on everything, getting the parts back. They were very professional. The road was blocked off. They did everything they were supposed to do, and I'm very happy to say that. We also had another problem at the end of Summit Street on the bike trail. They have been, it's become somebody's personal trash container and garbage spot. So we're going to try to watch out and ask the police if you could have extra at the bike trail down there, kind of watching to see who's dumping and if we can catch them. They're leaving toilets, they're leaving everything, and this house is all the way back there. I know I've talked with the chief about maybe blocking it back up, and maybe we could all have a meeting. I know he's against it for safety purposes. So I'd like to kind of maybe see which way we could go on that to stop that. Because the homeowner that's way back has been constantly cleaning it up. It's got a beautiful property that sits back there. And it's tough. I feel bad for him. And also, again, ladies, thank you very much. It was very great of you. I mean, is there anything we could pay you for or anything?
Necessary.
Again, thank you very much. Just, why do I have one question? We have to carry that in and out now.
No, we're going to take them.
Oh, good, because I know I should.
Ms. Smith?
Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate it. Also, don't forget to vote on the 17th.
Yes, St. Patrick's Day.
Vicki, I don't know if you have the actual date. I was going to go ahead and schedule the public grounds and park. Cemetery meeting, but I'm going to try to keep mine consistent, or keep them consistent with when the park board meets. That way, I think it worked out well having them there. So I just follow them up. Do you have the date of their next meeting?
Next Tuesday.
You've enough notice to get it out, but we're going to go ahead and meet at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
We have a few things. I know Beth, everybody want to talk about, so we get that scheduled. And I like having the park board there, so I'm going to try to make mine. I'm not going to meet as much as them, but. We do. I think we're going to try to do it.
So you're doing it the 10th at
5? The 10th at 5?
5.
Do you want it at the Wellness Center?
Yeah.
Or do you want it at the city?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So Public Grounds is March 10th at 5, and Finance is March 11th at 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
City.
Yep.
City building, yes.
Now that came up. Have you started to look for a new park director?
There's a special park meeting tomorrow in regards to park director position.
Was that at the Wellness Center? Is that open?
No, I'm sorry, City Hall.
Oh, City Hall. So that's a private meeting or?
No, it's an open meeting.
It's an open meeting? What time is that?
4:15.
So has there been anything put in the papers yet? Any other?
That's what this meeting.
The park board has authorized us to go out.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And they'll just announce the vacancy and everything.
Okay, thank you.
And then, Doug, I know. Park member Uhas will be in Florida next week, so okay.
Welcome. I mean, I just want to keep everyone. I know we had some other concerns, and as you know, I want to keep this going about this restroom situation, so I want to keep moving on this.
Anything else? Motion to adjourn by Fano, seconded by Nutton. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.